Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the concept of prophethood, the misconception we would try to remove today relates to the fact that there is this persistent notion found in some tafsir books which say that Adam sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked for the intercession of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he committed that sin of eating the forbidden fruit of the forbidden tree. Now, this is something which is mentioned by Tabari in the tafsir of the verse Fatalaqa Adamu min Rabbi Kalimat, which is of course a verse of Surah Baqarah, which means that when Adam committed that sin, he tried to repent by asking the forgiveness of God. And this forgiveness, of course, and these words of forgiveness were inspired by the Almighty in the heart of Adam. And this verse, of course, does not mention them. However, the exegete Tabari, as while explaining this verse, says that the word kalimat, which is mentioned in this verse, actually refers to the name of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which the Prophet Adam saw written on the throne of the Almighty, and through that name he asked for the intercession of the Almighty and said that he should be forgiven. Now this is something which is Tabari has mentioned, and as I said, he has mentioned this while explaining the word kalimat, which is mentioned in verse 37 of Surah Baqarah. Now if you study this verse of Surah Baqarah, as well as all other instances in which this incident is mentioned, and we know that it is mentioned at a number of times in the Quran, you will find that these words themselves have been cited at one place in Surah Araf in the Quran, and the kalimat, or the words which the Almighty inspired in the heart of Adam, which were the words of forgiveness, which were of course a prayer which Adam and Eve asked the Almighty to forgive them, they themselves have been mentioned in the Quran in Surah Araf, and the words of course, as we all know, are qala rabbana zalamna anfusana, which of course mean that O Lord, forgive us, rabbana zalamna anfusana, we have wronged our souls. So the prayer, of course, continues and asks for forgiveness of the Almighty. So if we study these instances in the Quran together, we'll find that this forgiveness was asked by Adam and Eve directly from the Almighty. There is no question of any intercession from the name of the Prophet Muhammad, which, as this explanatory note from Tabari says, that Adam found the name of the Prophet Muhammad written on the throne of the Almighty, and through that name he asked for the intercession of the Almighty. The Quran is explicitly and absolutely clear that this forgiveness was asked by Adam and Eve directly from the Almighty, and there is no question of any intercession from the Prophet Muhammad or his name, which Adam saw. And we cannot, in the light of this evidence from the Quran, accept this opinion, which is cited in the exegesis of the exegete Tabari. The Quran is absolutely clear that this forgiveness was asked by Adam and Eve directly from God, and there is no question of any intercession from the name of the Prophet Muhammad, which, as I have said, that Tabari has mentioned in his note to the tafsir of Surah Baqarah's verse, that it was actually the name of the Prophet Muhammad which he saw written on the throne of the Almighty, and through this name he asked for the forgiveness, for his own forgiveness. So this is something which is not acceptable in the light of the Quran. The Quran says that it was Adam and Eve who directly asked for their forgiveness, and we cannot, in the light of this evidence, accept this opinion which is cited in the tafsir of Tabari. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات